Yes, indeed. There we go. That is some Miley Cyrus with Wrecking Ball here on 2FM. And you know what? A man who I'd say is a wrecking ball in his own way is on the phone with us. Friend of the show, the Galway player. Let's give him a big round of applause. As always, I am clapping on my own, but hey, what can you do about that? Hello, Galway player. How are you?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. I can't complain. How is everything?
Really, really good now. Incredibly busy. Book sales. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I have a book, Shift and Drift, by
yes.
the guy there. You know, flying off the shelves. A lot of people ask me to sign it. And, you know, realizing, finally, my words of wisdom and how practical my advice is. So, you know, it's great that I'm able to help people and make people's lives so much better every day.
Well,
so,
yes.
It's really rewarding, I suppose.
It must be a blessing in its own way to be able to do that, is it?
Well, yeah, I know that I have that opportunity. I mean, you have, you know, banal stuff every night of the week on your show, and then I come on to entertain and educate.
Yes,
so,
yeah,
okay,
no, I do listen. But so no, it's great to be able
hilarious.
To help people.
No, I'm sorry, absolutely hilarious. We've banal stuff on the show.
Kira, look, he listens to get tips on how to be the true broadcaster he is from me. It's all right.
Oh, really?
You know, that's why he does. Yeah. It's what he does. It's
okay. My hero.
Yes,
though, yeah.
Exactly. So I mean, it's understandable. And, you know, I think we can appreciate the Galway player for, you know, the outspoken nature he has here. You just need to learn to, I guess, be two passing ships in the night and just kind of go by each other without too much controversy. Exactly. So look, friend of the show, the Galway player is on the phone, and he comes on every week, and I really enjoy this because, as he said, Galway player has a book, Shift and Drift, and you may ask, what is this book and who is the Galway player? Well, in case you don't know, the Galway player is, in the words of many, mine included, Ireland's top male dating expert, if not Ireland's top dating expert, full stop. But I guess that would be open to debate. But I certainly consider him Ireland's top male dating expert.
What has he ever done for you?
For me?
Yeah, have you ever taken any of his dating advice on board? Seriously.
Well, Kira,
no, you say it here every Thursday, yeah. Chris. But have you honestly ever taken any of his dating advice on board?
Well, Kira, I would say that I am blessed in my own way, obviously, by being as handsome as I am,
well,
by being
true.
As charming as I am. Maybe, you know, if I hadn't the skill set that I have in life, then absolutely, I think the Galway player's advice would be invaluable
so
to me.
So you're saying that you have never taken any of his advice because you don't need it, basically?
Well, not that I don't need it. I guess, in a way, us alpha males,
I don't think you need it.
Behave in the same way. So it's not that I don't need it. It's just that, like, I guess, Galway player, I'd be a contemporary of yours.
Exactly. Is Cristiano Ronaldo taking tips from Messi? No, I don't think so. He doesn't need it. He's successful in his own right.
Yeah.
We're both extremely, I suppose, blessed, you know, how we look and the charm personality we have. We have got the full package, but the onus is on us then to you know, impart wisdom to others. And this is why I come on every Thursday
sure.
and help the losers of Ireland.
Ah, oh, no, Galway player. I wouldn't describe them as losers, but sure, you do help people who might need a little bit of advice and direction. The Galway player comes on every week and gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players just like he is. And ladies, I say this every week and I mean it, this is not a wasted experience for anyone, because you also get to hear what's going on in the other team's dressing room. You get to hear the strategizing, you get to hear the team talks, so this benefits everyone. Galway player, what are we going to learn about this evening?
Okay, Kira, I think you should listen particularly hard this week, because after chatting to Ryan Tuberty last Friday morning, flirting tips are something that you really need to brush up on.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could all do with a little bit more flirting tips. You know, Kira, you've even said, I think, before that, you know, you'd like more help with flirting.
Look, that was before. This is now, and I'm not going to take any flirting tips off the Galway player.
Oh, okay. Well, Galway player, I'd like to hear them nonetheless, even if Kira wouldn't.
Okay, well, I'm sure she's going to take it in her own way. Okay. Basically, what I'm saying is flirting is essential. It's part of our everyday interactions with everybody. But a lot of people need to improve it, pick up on it, and get better, because it'll help them
mm-hmm.
in all aspects of their life, not just in their love life, but in all aspects of their love life, okay?
Sure. No, I hear you. Flirting, I think flirting occurs kind of even in relationships which would be seen as platonic. You know?
100%.
Yeah.
No, it's not all about just building sexual relations. It's about every relationship that you have. Now, unfortunately, flirting has kind of got bad press through, you know, a variety of different medias and movies and different stuff in, you know, Western culture.
It looks sleazy, you see. That's the problem.
See, this is it. And people perceive sleazy to be a bad thing then, which is unfortunate.
Isn't that terrible? Exactly, yeah.
But actually, psychologists say that flirting is actually the foundation of civilization as we know it.
Really?
Yeah, they say is that because of the human brain, right, the, you know, our intelligence, the language, you know, everything that basically distinguishes us from animals, it's like the equivalent of a peacock's tail, okay? So this is our courtship device. So essentially what scientists are saying is that everything from arts to rocket science is merely a side effect of our ability to charm.
Sure, it's like peacocking, but on a huge scale. Like, they say sometimes that, you know, back in the day, if there hadn't been sex to motivate men, you know, no cities would have gotten built, no wars would have been started, no innovations would have been made. You're right.
Exactly, this is it. And we all love, you know, to feel appreciated, other people flirting with us, and, you know, to flirt as well. And, you know, it builds relationships, it's a bit of fun, you know, it's not doing any harm. But, as I say, a lot of people aren't very good at it, so I'm just going to give a few tips.
No, I'd like to hear this, sure, yeah. Because I think sometimes I can come across as sleazy when I flirt, which is a problem. Do you know what I'm saying?
Chris, it's a massive problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge problem. So, go ahead, player. I could do with a bit of advice on this.
I think you could. And I'm actually going to use E2 as a case study later on. But anyway.
Oh, good.
So one of the first things is be natural. Be yourself. Okay, unless you're really boring, then pretend you're someone cool.
Sure.
But basically, you know, if all you can talk about is cars and tractors and horses and, you know, hurling, you're not going to be very interesting. So try and have interesting stories prepared. Talk to interesting friends. Listen, you know, read my blogs. Follow me on Twitter. Stuff like that. Find out interesting things that people are talking about. Looking at trending topics on Twitter. That's what, you know, everyone's talking about Kim Kardashian's ass.
Sure, sure.
If you don't know what's going on or you haven't seen her rack or her ass, then, you know, you're not going to be able to join in conversations.
No, exactly. You need to be up to date on these current affairs.
Exactly. So you need to be able to have opinions on popular current things, love, hate, X Factor, whatever is happening in popular culture, you need to know about it and to be able to have amusing and entertaining things to join in conversations. Yeah, it's really important.
I can't think of better things to talk about than Kim K's ass or you know, boobage.
I don't know. It's in fairness to
I would
now.
Actually be more impressed by a lad if he hadn't seen them. Like, don't get me wrong. I know that all they had to do was log on to the internet and they'd be there. But
he'd be living in a cave.
Yeah, that'd be weird. He'd probably be some type of like psychopath that lives in a mountain and has his own cabin if he was the kind of guy who hadn't seen them, in fairness. That would nearly be a red flag. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead, player. Yes.
See, this is where Kira's going wrong again, okay?
She's always choosing the psychopath murderers. I know. She's like, what can you do for her? Yeah. No, that's a fair point. Absolutely.
So a second essential element of flirting is body language. And I've covered this many, many times before. Eye contact is one of the most important things. You know, catch a girl's eyes. They say often men look at a girl's eyes or, you know, check her out 13 times before they actually make an approach. That's the average amount of times that they try and look at a girl before they decide.
No way, really? Jesus.
Yeah, 13 is
no wonder we look so creepy all the time.
Exactly.
13 times. Ah, Jesus,
This is the thing, and, like, you know, it's very important to catch your eyes, glance away, glance back and catch them. Then it shows there's a connection, it shows that you have a bit of interest. Now, when you're glancing away, don't be staring at her boobs, lads, you know. In fairness, stare at the ground or look away somewhere else. Don't get caught checking out her rack.
Look off into the distance or something. As in, look at her eyes,
exactly.
Then look at the same level, but, like, out onto the horizon or something like that. Don't be looking at her tits, lads. Exactly, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And be friendly, but not too friendly. We all know these people, you know, that don't really realise what, you know, personal space is.
Yes, yeah. They're very tactile sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, a bit handsy and stuff like that. So just don't be that guy. Don't, you know, be cool around girls. You know, your posture is very important, the way that you hold your body, carry your body. Women take all this kind of stuff in. So it's very important that you have a good game and a good mentality and an impression of what you need to impress on others.
You know, your frame and everything and how you carry yourself and all that, yeah, that is very important, like straight back and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, don't be slouching and all this, which is another thing I do all the time, in fairness. So, you know, guy player, I'm learning from you. What else?
So verbal language is obviously very important. 85% of communication is non-verbal, but verbal communication is extremely important.
Oh, sure.
So compliment girls, okay? Be thoughtful and sincere. Now, you know, just don't say, oh, your hair is nice, so that's a nice dress. You know, actually have a look at the girls, see what's going on. Now, obviously, I'm very intuitive, know women very well, so, you know, my compliments are always very insightful, whereas, you know, you don't want to be over the top, oh, where'd you get your handbag, it's fabulous, and sound gay, because,
right, yes,
you know, like, obviously there's nothing wrong with being gay, but if you're gay, you're not going to be trying to score a girl, so she's going to lose interest in you.
Sure, sure, you don't want her to think that you're not interested in her sexually, because then she'll friend zone you and, you know, file you off in a different part of her mind kind of thing.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of guys are up against. Another thing is ask her questions. Now, this is one of the toughest parts of the game and parts of dating, because you actually have to listen to women here. And sometimes they can be pretty boring, but if they're really hot, they're worth, you know, listening to. So hang in there. Another important thing is to assess her sense of humour. Start out very subtle. You're not with the lads. Okay, you have to realise that. And just, you know, general, very safe jokes. Like, sure. A lot of the girls I know are some of the filthiest people I know. Like, their sense of humour is ridiculous. But it took time to realise that and learn that. And to, you know, you don't want to be telling filthy jokes in front of a beautiful girl because she could get offended and lose interest in you. But hopefully, a girl that you do like will have a similar sense of humour to yourself so that you discover that later on in the relationship.
Sure. Go ahead, play on that, actually, because I was going to ask you a question and I was going to ask Kira this question, because it popped into my head earlier when you mentioned the use of language. Question for you, Galway player. Obviously, you don't when you're on here because you're the consummate professional and you're a gentleman. Do you swear in the company of women?
No.
Yeah. Kira, no. What would you think of a man if he swore on your first date?
I wouldn't care.
Really? It wouldn't matter at all?
No, because everybody swears.
Really? Okay. So you wouldn't be turned off if he used the F word or anything like
I'd
that?
I'd be turned off if he used the C word.
Yeah, okay. So C word would turn you off, but not anything else, really?
No.
Okay, fair enough. No, that's a good point, I guess, yeah. So, Galway player, you wouldn't swear around a lady at all, even if you know her. You kind of like to be more, I guess, sophisticated or gentlemanly.
Yes, exactly. Now, I've sworn a few times in your show, but it's because, you know, Kira isn't really, you know, someone I consider a proper lady.
Oh,
no,
God,
it's just that
I
have a blueprint for dates, and that's one of my own personal rules. You know, what I'm trying to do, and a lot of people confuse this a lot of the time, is to be the perfect gentleman. When I bring a girl out on a date, I treat her like an absolute princess. And that's what I'm trying to get every single guy to do. Now, maybe the way I say it doesn't come across that way all the time, but ultimately...
Not every girl wants to be treated like a princess.
Well, I do,
as you say.
So
I don't think that's very progressive, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like.
That's what I'm just talking about my experience and talking about what women really want.
Yes.
And, you know, far it's working pretty well.
I'm a woman,
Kira,
and that's not what women really want. Do you know what,
women
want to be treated?
Have you written a book on dating,
Kira? Book on dating.
Do you know what women really want? Women like to be treated as equal. I know that's a crazy concept
Ira,
for you.
We don't. Will you stop?
But that princess shit, I'm sorry, it's gone. And I think you need to move with the trends. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
You're the dating experts, so you know.
You two could have a sociological discussion later on. Galway player, I know you're very busy. I know you're very tight for time tonight. Do you have one more piece of advice you could give us before you go on flirting?
Well, when I was looking up flirting last night, I found an interesting thing called a flirtationship.
Okay.
This is a new concept, relatively new concept, that I think... When I was reading through the list of things that mean you're in a flirtationship, your names kept springing to mind.
Sure.
Okay.
So I think you guys are actually in a flirtationship.
You do.
And this kind of happens a lot. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's friends that are extremely close. It's kind of like the friend zone to an extent, but at the same time, it's, you know, that bit of innuendo, bit of fun between each other, but it's really going nowhere from your point of view, but everyone else on the outside thinks, you know, you should just get it on, get it over with.
Okay, it's like a Ross and Rachel kind of thing. I know they got together, but apart from that, it's a similar analogy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, so it's like when you're hanging around, does everyone think you're dating?
I guess I know what you mean. The couple thing.
Everybody in RTE kind
of
does.
Yeah, I got you.
People probably tell you you'd make a great couple.
Sort of, yeah.
Sometimes that has been said.
Have you photos of each other on your phone?
Yeah.
I suppose I do, actually.
Yeah,
in theory. Mm. But, like, I think Kira and I are kind of like a brother and sister at this point.
Okay, the next one I was going to ask you was, would you describe your relationship as complicated?
So, I guess so.
No, I would describe it as dysfunctional.
You can't do your sister, so yeah. I mean, I would describe that as complicated. Because you're seen as weird.
It's all the rage.
I suppose, yeah.
Leave Roscommon alone.
All right, well, look, I hear you, Galway player. I get what you're saying. Kira and I, guess, do have what's a flirtationship. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh,
now,
dear.
Another very important thing to realise and to remember, I'll leave you on this, guys. Flirting is not cheating. It's how you interact. That's how I interact with every single woman that I come in contact with. And some men, like, you know, there's guys that appreciate that, whatever. But, you know, like, if it is leading somewhere, then it's kind of cheating. Girls have told me.
Oh, sure.
Flirting,
well, obviously.
Flirting,
like,
is the first
I'm sorry.
Cousin.
What did you say, Claire?
Flirting. Some girls say flirting is the first sign of first cousin of cheating. What I would say is that it's natural. It's how you should converse with people. It makes people feel better about themselves. It's a bit of fun. It's banter. Whereas, you know, and that's how some people get awful jealous. Like, girls that see me, you know, be on a date and obviously I'm having to crack with the waitresses or other hot girls in the face because, you know, you're lining up future dates.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, of course.
And they'll be getting upset about this kind of nonsense. Right?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of nonsense. Exactly. Yeah.
Flirting is just a bit of fun. You need to realise that.
Yeah, women, they're hysterical about that kind of stuff, aren't they? It's ridiculous. Yeah, I know. Hey, you know who I kind of have a flirtationship with here in 2FM?
Who?
Mark McCabe.
Yeah, that's true. true.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. It's a weird thing we have going on. But look, I'll tell you what, Galway player, I love it when you come on, when you chat with us. I really do. I mean, you have a book which is Shift and Drift. It's the full title is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating, isn't it?
Yeah, A Guide to Dating by Its Greatest Player.
There you go. And you know what, you can get
Chris,
it.
Have you noticed on Twitter that I've actually been nominated for the Rabo Tweety? So that's the funniest Twitter account in Ireland. I have been nominated. Imagine that.
I tell you, you know what annoys me as well? 2FM sponsors that, and like, I'm not nominated, or Kira's not nominated. You would have think we could have pulled a few strings and gotten that, but
no,
I guess not.
We're not pretending to be funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess we're just not. What can you do?
Yeah, as well as me, Ross, Carol Kelly, Amy Huberman. I mean, I'm in pretty good company there.
That's a big A-list level.
It's very hard to call who's going to win that one now, to be perfectly honest. But
when will we know, Galway player?
Wednesday the 26th of November, the results have been announced.
Colin
O'Regan is the MC on the night in the Sugar Club. He's a fame, Irish Mammy's fame.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Awesome. Pretty funny account too now. He's
he's alright too, is he? Yeah?
Big fan of my stuff too.
Of course. Well, look, Galway player, as always, best of luck with that, by the way, as well. The Tweeties, you're nominated for funniest Twitter account. That's awesome. I tell you what, as always, everyone should go online, and speaking of Twitter, they should check out your Twitter, which is @GalwayPlayer, and of course your website is thegalwayplayer.com. Galway player, thank you for coming on this evening.
Can I actually just say one thing right before I go?
A bit off track.
Yes. I want everyone on social media, everyone in Ireland, to get behind one person, Stephanie Roach. It's an incredible achievement. I know we don't talk about soccer on this show, but it's an incredible achievement what she's done to get nominated for the best goal in the world of the year. She's the only woman. So it's incredible for a woman even to be up there. Looking through the 10 goals, it's hard to call between that and Tim Cahill's goal, but the rest of them are rubbish. She's way better than Zlatan, better looking than Zlatan. Yeah. So everyone should try and get on social media and give an Irish girl one.
Okay. Hey, what's her name?
Stephanie Roach. She's been nominated. If you search it on Twitter or any social media.
Stephanie Roach.
She's been nominated for the best goal in the world. Okay. Last year.
That's cool, I guess.
Goals in the World Cup and stuff like that. It's absolutely amazing achievement. So I'd love everyone in Ireland on social media got behind this brilliant girl who scored an amazing goal last year. It's just something personal. I'm just throwing it out there. Not trying to be funny.
I hear you.
I just think we should support our own.
Okay. No, look, absolutely. So Galway player has advertised his book. The fact that he's nominated for a Tweety Award, some woman's Twitter account. Galway player, any hotels you want to nominate or like any pharmacies that like give you stuff that you want to plug or anything like that? Or are we done?
Check out my blog. You'll see them all there.
Okay, cool. And check out Galway Player's blog. And by the way, he had a lovely stay at a hotel in Galway recently, and he wants everyone to go and check it out as well, because it was really good value, really nice full breakfast. And everyone go online and check it out. Galway Player, thank you for coming on this evening.
A pleasure. My infomercial was very much fun.
Yeah, well look, I just want to play you The Magician's Sunlight, and I also want to tell you, whenever I get my petrol, I get it from Topaz. Topaz has the cleanest fuel, gets you the most mileage for your car. It really is excellent, and you should all go online and you should check that out as well. And Continental Tires, when you're kitting out your car, put on Continental Tires, all right? Because that is what you need, okay? Anyway, The Magician's Sunlight. When I'm listening to headphones, I use Bose proper full surround sound headphones, and that's what I do. Anyway, Galway player, thank you. Magician's Sunlight here on 2FM. Oh, yeah.